You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to hour number two of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Straight up, Charles J. will be here. Paco Valcarcel will be here. We'll talk about Eli Apple. That's right, Eli Apple, cornerback for the new Ohio State Buckeyes. Guess what? Getting sexually harassed by the Atlanta Falcons. I kid you not. They asked him if he was gay. Can you do that in a job interview? Not in California, maybe in Atlanta. We'll talk about that with Charles J. and Zach Attack Young. We've got open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Is Connie Leonard, is he the second best basketball player in the entire league? Maybe the third? Not named LeBron or Steph? Maybe so. The San Antonio Spurs, of course, off and running, the number two team in all of basketball. The Golden State Warriors, prime for that 73-win record. No doubt about it, folks. We're looking at history. Steph Curry and the 2016 Warriors are the best team in the NBA right now. And guess what? San Antonio's not going to win them. No way, no how. Open phone lines, coast to coast, once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, CRN2, and the American Forces Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening. I can't believe you clapped about that. It's a man raping men in Houston. It's like seven men have already come forward in the Houston area and reported this, which means he must have raped thousands. That's a tough phone call for us to make. It's not like when you get raped, ladies. There's no society don't give a f- about male rape. There's no hotline for us. If man get raped, you just gotta get up and walk that shit off. Huh? Got raped. Yeah. Caught me slipping. You gotta take that to the grave. Couldn't even tell my wife some like that. Come home all disheveled and shit. Hey, where have you been? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll f*** another woman. Just go back to sleep, okay?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Thinking back in time, the O.J. Simpson story, man, that was like 2000. I think it was, yeah, July 22nd, 2000. OJ and I sat down in Miami, Florida. Don King was at the table, and Don said, Pedro, you're not going to drill OJ if I invite you to dinner, are you? And I said, no, Don, I promise I won't ask him any questions, right? So I'm sitting there at the table. So we're about 10, 12, 15 minutes into the conversation, into the dinner, right? And I had to start talking about things. Of course, I talked to him about San Francisco and the fact that he was the big star at the Galileo Lions as far as high school was concerned. And, of course, he went to the City College of San Francisco. And in one game, I think he scored like 6 or 7 touchdowns, and he ran for like 450 yards a game. I kid you not. The guy was just a monster. Of course, went to USC, started in the Rose Bowl, and then went off to the Buffalo Bills. But, you know, he and I go back because when I was a cop in San Francisco, I used to work the Potrero Hill District, and I worked plain clothes up there and uniform as well. The one car was Potrero Hill, and that's where the projects were. That's where he was born, up there in the project in Potrero Hill, Orenthal James Simpson. And he would come up to the gym. They had a night basketball league. And he'd support that. He supported with his money. He supported with his presence. But he came back to the hood maybe once or twice a year. So I got to give OJ props. That was before he slaughtered his entire wife. Speaking of slaughtering people, tonight the World Welterweight Championship didn't take place as far as the World Lightweight Championship bout didn't take place in the world of the UFC because the lightweight champion, Rafael Dos Anjos, pulled out about 10 days ago. But guess who stepped in at the last minute? I'm talking about Nate Diaz, an unheralded underdog, a guy that was thought to be a mid-level guy, a journeyman maybe of sorts. And the bottom line was he fought at 155 pounds, and tonight they had this fight at 170 pounds between he and Conor McGregor, the Irishman that roared, the best fighter in MMA, pound for pound, bar none. Everybody was saying it was John Jones and Conor McGregor. I can't believe that they would give Conor all that props for beating Jose. Although Jose was the best fighter pound for pound in the world, beating the man really doesn't make you the man all the time. And, of course, John Jones, idol, back in action, taking on Danny Cormier in just a few weeks. And the bottom line is he's coming back, of course, at 205 pounds where he belongs. No doubt about that. Zach Attack, let's go back to USC tonight. Of course, USC 196 in the books. Two big upsets. Of course, the welterweight championship not on the line, but it was 170-pound welterweight bout that was the main event. Nate Diaz taking that fight on 10 days' notice. Now it looks like, you know, the smart thing to do. But in that first round there, it looked like it was a pretty bad decision.
Yeah, it did. And, I mean, to Diaz's credit, I mean, they mentioned it several times in the broadcast. I actually kind of laugh how much Joe mentions that the Diaz brothers are triathletes. But, I mean, he stays in shape year-round, so it's not the same for him as it would be for other fighters, you know. Other fighters, they got to cut a lot of weight and all that, and he didn't have to cut any weight at all for this fight. So
okay, so I mean, so what's going to happen with the marijuana test? Right? Come on, he was only given 10 days notice. Now, that's not cool. He's given 10 days notice. He probably told the commission, look, I got a little weed in my system. Don't you think?
Yeah, he was probably high when they called him.
to take the fight, he had to be high.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you look at it the way that it, you know, they was set up, it's like for Diaz, it was kind of a win-win. Like if he lost, that was expected to happen. If he wins, I mean, it's a pretty big upset, you know? So I think he probably went into it thinking that, you know, like, you know, if I lose, everyone's expecting me to lose, which I don't think, honestly, looking at it, I thought that he had a chance, especially with the size. And I thought, honestly, that he would be dangerous on the ground. And that's exactly what it ended up being, you know, because he's a high-level Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner, and Conor's kind of weak on the ground.
You know, we're switching gears. We're talking NFL just for a second before we bring in Charles J. But I do want to mention this before we bring in the J-Man. The Jacksonville Jaguars safety Earl Wolf was the victim of an alleged kidnapping February 23rd in his native Fayetteville, North Carolina, according to the Fayetteville Observer. He was walking in the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning. He had been visiting some friends, and some guys came up to him in a Range Rover with a gun and forced him into the car. And the bottom line was, that doesn't sound too cool. You know, you could take the guy out of the hood, but when you put him back in the hood, it's just dangerous. Guys with money shouldn't go back. I remember Michael Carball, the former world champion, 112 pounds, of course, the 106-pound Olympian from 1988. He built a $2 million mansion in the ghetto, and you wonder why it got firebombed 4 or 5 times in 1 year, Zach. Not too smart. Once you got the money, run from the hood, right?
I mean, yeah, I think that as bad as it sounds, a lot of people say you turn your back on the hood and all that. I mean, you can help the hood and do all those things for the people you grew up with, but I don't know. You can't be still committing crime. I mean, look what happened to Aaron Hernandez, and I mean, it happens to a lot of athletes. It's like you gotta get out of that mentality, as hard as it is.
Okay, the 73 win, according to Steve Kerr, and we'll talk about this with Charles J. as well. But the 73 win, this record, according to Steve Kerr, is not an important thing to the Warriors, but they just want to repeat. They really want to repeat. I think that 73 win record, I think that's all they're living for right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like, you know, because that's the next level for them. They won an NBA championship, you know, and what else is there to really do? You got to do something more historic. And a two-peat, yeah, that's historic. There's been a few two-peats. But if they manage to pull that off, I mean, that's going to be pretty incredible.
I brought up Walt Frazier a little earlier, him criticizing Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. He says the league will get hip to Steph Curry. If they're not hip to Steph Curry now, it's not like Steph Curry's only been playing 3 months in the league. I mean, why would Walt Frazier say something that stupid? The league's going to get hip to him.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if anything, it seems like Steph Curry's getting more hip to the league. He's just getting better. So, I think they would have figured it out by now if they could. It's just easier said than done. I mean, he has excellent handling. I mean, he's probably the best shooter we've ever seen. That's not something people just get hip to.
No doubt about it. We're talking March Madness, of course, with Charles Day. We'll talk NFL. What are the Super Bowl odds for next year? Yeah, we're already talking that. Baseball, Major League Baseball. Hot and happening. Spring training is off and running, man. Happening. We'll go around the bases of the world of sports. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And later we'll be joined by Paco. Taco and Paco talking baseball at about 37, make it 40 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars expecting the great Charles J. next on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's a tough phone call for us to make.
Yeah, that's him, man.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
But it's a choice. If you decide to play football, then you decide to play knowing that there are risks. All you got to do is watch people run into each other to know that it's not a good thing.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is Sports Over in America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, Zach Attack Young on the line from the City of Angels, my co-host. Of course, we bring in the esteemed Charles Day of Plays by Jay. It's Plays by JAY.com. Mr. Jay, how are you, sir?
Yes, how are you?
Excellent. And before we talk a little March Madness now, are the Warriors, are they favored to win the 73 games? It looks like to me like they're going to do it.
This looks like to me they're going to do it, too. They're on track. Let's see. Do you want me to take the calculator out and tell you how many?
No, I'm just trying to say.
They're projected for. They are projected for, what was it, 76? Or no, 70.
75, I thought.
74 point 74? Something.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Well, amazing. Were you surprised that Walt Frazier slapping at Steph Curry? All these players are starting to come out, these old school players slapping at Steph Curry, saying that the NBA is going to get hip to him and he's some type of fad or something like that. You don't shoot like that and win an NBA title. He's not a fad. He's the real deal.
When I saw Steph Curry in college, as many people did, you know, I was flabbergasted. I remember having a conversation with somebody on the phone and, you know, we were talking about that year's draft or the year that he did come out. We were talking about the draft and I said, I thought that in the long run, he was going to be the best player coming out of that draft. I think he went seventh in the draft. There were a couple of guys drafted before him who aren't even in the NBA anymore. I think one of them was Johnny Flynn from Syracuse. But what was always very impressive to me about Curry, and which is an old school skill, by the way, for anybody who wants to know, is that to me, when he was playing at the shooting guard position, this was in his next to last season at Davidson, he had just a tremendous ability to move without the ball. And that is something that not really not a lot of players you see doing so well. And you've seen it through the years, you know, some of the best guys like John Havlicek, and of course Reggie Miller was really great at that, and Curry was unbelievable at that. And then what they did was they told him the next season that in order to really improve his status, his draft status, or improve his NBA prospects, it would probably be best for him to shift to the point guard position because of his height and everything, and because point guards, because you didn't want a small guy on the other side as the shooting guard to guard other shooting guards who tend to be a little bit taller. So anyway, he came in and I mean, he just literally and I remember the game, early game with Bob Knight, he said, you know, this guy looks like he's the best passer in college basketball. And indeed he probably was. So he just was a natural, could do anything. So to me, he is a throwback to what old school basketball is.
Interesting. Zach, who is Kawhi Leonard, and why is he the second best basketball player in the league? Some people think.
Well, I mean, Kawhi Leonard is on the Spurs. He's probably the best player on the Spurs right now, and he's a lockdown defender. I mean, he can shoot. He can do a lot of things very well. You know, he's a pretty good guy driving into the lane. He's just a versatile. He's what the NBA likes right now. The Swiss Army knife type of players, like a Draymond Green type of player, I would say.
Charles, does this boil down to San Antonio and the Warriors?
Well, ultimately it won't, because they're going to have to play it off in the West.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the real Super Bowl, so to speak, will be held in the Western Conference. And honestly, I think they're the only two teams there. I think the others are pretenders. I don't give them that much of a chance. You know, I'm talking about the Oklahoma Cities. I don't know if I brought this up on the program before, but this, I think, capsulizes the Oklahoma City Thunder experience, okay? Because you know they have two superstar players, great individual players, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. They have unbelievable skills. Everybody's seen it. But when both of those players score 25 points or more in a game, this team, I believe, has a record of 9 wins and 10 losses. All right. When neither one of them scores 25 points, they're 11-0. Now, what does that tell anybody about what Oklahoma City should be doing? They should be distributing the ball around, distributing the scoring, but they don't. And Westbrook, I just think it is, I don't know, somehow almost like the thirst for numbers that's going to do them in on the part of these two stars. You see the antithesis of that with Golden State and San Antonio, two teams who really know how to move the ball around. I think Golden State has more assists per game than anybody. I'm sure San Antonio is right up there in the top three or four. And, you mentioned Kawhi Leonard. The guy is typical of the San Antonio Spurs culture, in that he came into the league knowing he was around big stars, and he played his role, which was to be the lockdown defender. And in fact, he was Defensive Player of the Year. But he also then slowly brought along his offense enough that he was an NBA Finals MVP. Now, to me, he is really the only other MVP candidate, along with Curry, because he. I love to pull the stats up. Let me see. I think he is going to shoot somewhere in the neighborhood of 50% from the field, 40% from the arc, and close to 90% from the line. And that's unbelievable stuff right there. But, for a guy who's known for his defense. Think about it.
Interesting. But, you know, he isn't Walt Frazier is the first of these old school guys to come back after him. There's been the slew of them, but they keep coming after Curry. They're coming after the Warriors. I think the Warriors are about to set history, and I think there's just some jealous guys in the that have some moments in history, and I don't think they want their glory days to fade. Let's change subjects a little bit. Eli Apple, Ohio State cornerback, defensive cornerback, of course. The Falcons had an interview with him this week. They asked him if he was gay. Zach, have you ever been asked if you were gay at a job interview?
No, never. That's like way out of line in any job, I think.
Charles, it's illegal, I think, here in California. If they do that, they could arrest you.
Yeah, I saw the headline on that. What happened? I mean, well, did they just ask him out of nowhere?
No, here's what the assistant coach asked him. Of course, Dan Quinn, who's the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and the assistant coach asked him, do you like boys? Do you like guys? Do you like men?
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of redneckish. You know, Atlanta, of course. Atlanta, let me tell you a little about Atlanta. Not that I know about the gay life, but I can tell you this. Gay is big in Atlanta. Black gays, African-American males are big in Atlanta. They've got their own little neighborhood there. They've got their own culture. They kick it. They're very outgoing. They're very happy. They're gay. They're having a great time. But, you know, it stands not to, of course, the stereotype with black men is that being gay is not cool. But the bottom line is Eli Apple appears to be gay. I mean, if they're asking him that, they must. He is gay, right, Charles? Isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. You remember? You know, there was a guy I see here with the Dolphins who asked Dez Bryant. Asked him if his father was a pimp or something.
No,
like
if
that.
His mother was a whore.
Okay. Well, no, I think because he told them his dad was a pimp or something like that. And obviously just as inappropriate, but you know, it's interesting that those questions are asked, because I'm going to tell you, because I know guys who are scouts in the NFL, and I know that they go through a tremendous amount of due diligence. And honestly, if the player was indeed gay, I think they would probably have found that out already by the time it was, you know, to go to the combine. So, and the same thing on the part of Bryant. I mean, these guys really, they hire a lot of private investigators. They leave no stones unturned. And I don't know really what effect that would have, because, you know, the player, even though he didn't stick in the NFL last year, was it the year before, kind of broke the ground as far as that was concerned, right? Michael, help me out here for the Rams. What's his name?
Michael Sam.
Sam, yeah. So, you know, that kind of was the trial balloon, and it was like, yeah, okay, no big deal. So why is it no big deal, you know? I mean, why is it any big deal now, you know?
You talk about these background checks. I guess New England didn't do their homework on Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez has all kinds of problems with the Urban Meyer down there in Florida.
I have something to say about that. There are some coaches and some organizations that find some bad stuff and don't really care. One of those guys was they don't care as long as a guy can play, and they maybe got a bargain drafting him in a certain place. Jimmy Johnson was one of those guys here, and there were all kinds of red flags over a running back named Cecil Collins, who had played at LSU, had to transfer to McNeese State, had all kinds of legal problems, had been in jail, had a pending legal case that he lied to the scouts about at the combine. And the scouts knew he was lying, but they wanted to ask him about it anyway to see if he was lying, and he did lie. Well, anyway, he was a first-round talent, and I believe he lasted until the first pick of the fifth round when Jimmy Johnson, you know, who was with the Dolphins, took him. Well, Collins was pretty good in the short time he was playing for the Dolphins, and then one night he was caught, get this, literally sneaking into a woman's house. Apparently, according to him, he just wanted to watch her sleep.
Well, you know what, Charles? I got to cut you off on that one, because that's a great story. We'll talk next week. Charles J. at PlaysByJay.com. Zach Attack, what's happening down there as far as the football teams are concerned? The Rams are going into Inglewood. There's no doubt about that. Any decision on Carson and the Oakland Raiders?
Well, right now, there's no final decision on Carson or the Raiders. It doesn't look like the Raiders are likely to come. As far as I know, the Chargers
are staying at home.
Well, they actually did apply to trademark the name Los Angeles Chargers, but who knows what that really means. And the Rams are definitely here. They're going to be playing at the Coliseum and the Rose Bowl the next few years while they build the stadiums.
Next up on Sports Byline, Taco and Paco talking baseball on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, CRN2, and the American Sports Network. 65.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We're talking baseball with Paco Valcarcel. And Paco, I got to tell you, President Obama is going to be going to Cuba March 22nd, and he's going to watch the Tampa Bay Rays play the Cuban national team. This is a historic day, not only for the country, but for baseball.
Yeah, good for him. I don't want to mention not even Cuba. Cuba, I know a lot of Cubans who live in Puerto Rico, and, I'm not very pleased with the Castro brothers.
Well, nobody's really pleased with the Castro brothers, but at least this is opening a door, at least, right?
Yeah, but, we have a lot of the best Cubans are playing in USA. Pedro, I'm right here in Tampa, in front of the, right here, this is the Tampa Stadium Hotel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Close one block from George Steinbrenner, where the Yankees are training now, spring training, yeah.
The New York Yankees are off and rolling, of course. Alex Rodriguez will be their designated hitter this year, and he's 40 years old. Paco, is that play out rolling here, him being 40?
Yeah, he can. At 40, he could do better than 60% of the players. At 40 years, but he can play third base too. They got a guy here, that can substitute the third base.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the guys. Yeah.
What do you think that he's going to be marred as far as going to the Hall of Fame? I know they're trying to hold Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame, but do you think they're going to mess with A-Rod when it's time to go to the Hall of Fame comes? Because, you know, he's deserving. I think he's the most natural hitter I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but I got my doubts, you know, after Sosa, Barry Bonds, and that guy, what happened to the guys is, you know, that's we can think what will happen to Alex when the times come.
Well, but what I'm trying to say is I understand these guys did, you know, I call them Flintstone vitamins, anabolic steroids, juice, call it what you want.
Yeah,
I
that's mean, a problem.
Their bodies change. But the entire baseball, I mean, that's what baseball was getting off on back there. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, I mean, Jose Canseco, all these guys are hitting all these home runs because of the steroids. Baseball knew.
Yeah, but that's the problem with Alex. He's the only guy who was suspended, you know, and everybody knows. And, you know, Barry Bonds was a natural. Barry Bonds was very good, you know, as good as Alex. And he cannot make it. Forget about Hall of Fame for Alex, you know. But he has been one of the greatest.
Okay.
Great guy.
Number 36, Carl Beltran, right fielder. He's 38 years old. He's your buddy. Talk to me. He played 133 games last year. Can he play that many games at 38 years old?
No, not that much. But he can, you know, he can be there. He could be designated hitter too. He can play right field. You know, he's going to have 2 or 3 days free. But Alex Carlos can you know, Yankees can count on 80 RBI, you know, for with Carlos. He's always there. He's a money player. He's a money player. When the Yankees need a hit or a home run or a double, Carlos is there.
Interesting. We're talking with Pop.
You know something? What? You know something about Carlos? You know, he was telling me that when they are traveling, he got the laptop and he put the laptop in his seat and he started studying all the pitchers what they gonna throw him, you know, the starter, the reliever, the stopper, you know, and he studied all the pitchers and he advised, you know, he's like an advisor for the younger players there.
What? How much of baseball is thing? I mean, we know that baseball is a physical sport, and you got to make hand-to-eye contact and things like that to hit a baseball. But how much of baseball is mental? You just talked about a guy studying pitchers. How much of baseball is mental?
It's like boxing, Pedro. You know, boxing, you need to be average in physical, you know, physical strength. But you have to be smart. You know, you have to be smart. Because you should know what he gonna throw now. If you know that he throw 99 miles, but you know that he got a good change, you know you should be prepared for that. Because any pitcher can pull you out.
That's true. We're talking baseball with Paco. Of course, Paco Valcarcel, the baseball historian out of Puerto Rico. He's in Florida this week. So Alex Rodriguez, you expect Alex to have a good year though, huh?
Alex and Beltran are going to have good years this year.
Okay. Who's going to be the surprise on the Yankees this year?
I don't know. I like the shortstop, Gregorius.
Why?
I like a lot. I like him a lot, yeah.
Why do you like him a lot?
Because he can be a good defensive. He can bat. You know, he got 15 home runs last year. And he got more experience. You know, by the way, his mentor is Beltran, you know. Beltran is a guy who's advising him all the time. And, you know, he's like the big brother for him.
So is Beltran the glue holding this team together or is Rodriguez? Which one is it?
I don't know. Remember, Alex was there before him, Beltran. But, you know, Alex had one more year than Beltran in the major leagues. And seniority means a lot in the club.
Okay. We talked before about the dynasties of George Steinbrenner, how he went out and spent a lot of money in the free agency market. Why have this era of Yankees, why have they sort of concentrated on the farm system and building people from within the organization?
I don't know. They have to change their philosophy of you know, because they never got good prospect in the farm. You know, also just George Jeter and the catcher, the Puerto Rican catcher. You know, that the to Mariano Rivera also. But you know, but now I don't know if that, how they are working. They don't. I don't know any good. You know, from the draft, I can't recognize any good prospect that I can identify as a star like Rodriguez or Jeter or one of the guys.
So this the Steinbrenner kid, does he not spend the money the dad had? I mean the dad just went out there and wrote checks and he almost bought World Series, but they happened.
Maybe he got less money than his father, you know, who knows?
His father was a character. His father
yeah,
was
he was a character and he was a winner. And you know, but you have to be a businessman when you are in a baseball team. You got a budget and you have to deal with the budget you got.
Interesting. So when you look at the entire the American League right now, you think the Yankees are going to prevail? You think the Yankees will be there at the end?
I think Yankees, you always have to count it on the Yankees. Boston Yankees, they will come back, they will come back and they will be there. Well, I don't know if Kansas City could do it again. I'm not sure.
What is the shortcomings of Kansas City? I mean, the shortcomings, the pluses, this and that. You don't think they can repeat?
I don't know. You know, remember that Kansas City was a surprise this year, last year. But this year they got the young players, but with more experience. And who knows? But you need good staff. You know, the pitchers has to be good to stay the whole season. And who knows? You know, they were lucky. They were lucky.
Somebody asked me last week to ask you this question: should a spitball be legal?
Yes, always illegal. I remember the old days when I was I was a kid, you know, playing baseball in I was 12 or something like that, and when I throw the ball, I discovered when I put some, you know, when I spit the ball, I could do it better. I don't know, I could do better because they can bat my ball, you know.
You know, I remember Don Sutton. They found Don Sutton, former Dodgers pitcher. They went out to the mound and they found him. He had an emery board. You know that you file down your nails with. I mean, a nail.
Uh-huh,
he had a nail file in his mitt. And he was filing down the ball.
the old day, good old days, Don Sutton.
The good old days.
Drysdale Sutton, you know that guy.
Drysdale was a monster. You know, yeah. He cracked me up about Drysdale. Him and Bob Gibson, they had this philosophy: if you stuck your nose in over the plate, they would knock your nose off.
Oh yeah, Gibson. I remember that game in the 70s, 60s. No, 60s. I was in college. Gibson against Santiago from Puerto Rico. Santiago played. Was throwing for the was a pitcher for Boston, and he was a pitcher for St. Louis. I remember that. I was in college. I don't know, 67, 68.
Bob
always remember, and he lost Santiago. Yeah. You know, he batted a home run to Gibson, yeah. And they lost 2-1 or something like that.
Gibson was a monster. In fact, you know, we were talking a few years ago, and a whole bunch of people were getting together. Willie Mays had just been on TV and things like that, and we were talking. And you know, had there been steroids back in the days, you know how mean Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale were. Can you imagine those guys as big as they were, 6'6" and 6'4", 6'5"? 250 on steroids, my God.
Wow. Thank God they were free. Free of any anabolics, you know.
Okay.
They cannot stay there for long.
Okay, April the 4th, the Yankees are going to open up in Houston. What are we going to look for this year in the Yankees? What are we going to be looking for early
on? I don't know. Houston should be difficult because Houston got an excellent team. The young guys like Correa, Springer. They are good players, let me tell you. They are good players. They got a good team. Houston will be better this year.
Paco, have a great weekend. We'll talk real soon.
Okay, Pedro, take care.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
Hey, yo.
SI.com, CBSSports.com, all the headlines. We're talking about Conor McGregor getting whooped tonight. Of course, UFC 196 licked in the main event by Nate Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz coming in a prohibitive underdog out of Stockton, California. And the co-feature, Holly Holm, well, she got lit up like the White House Christmas tree and got choked out in the fifth round, losing the World Bantamweight Championship she took away from Holly Holm. I think they're back from Ronda Rousey just a few months ago. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate now the new champion. Ronda's got two wins over Miesha. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network of Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Speaking of the Dodgers, I was talking about the Dodgers a little bit earlier. The Dodgers are winning today, 7-2 over Arizona, and, of course, the Cactus League. The other L.A. team, the Angels, were 9-7 winners over Seattle. Some other scores in spring training, of course, Tampa Bay, 10-8. Of course, Paco was at the game today, 10-8 over the Baltimore Orioles. That was down there, of course, right near. Listen, Paco's such a baseball freak. We're going to get Paco. We're going to get him deep. Once he really gets loosened up, this and that, we'll really get some baseball knowledge out of Paco. Paco is a baseball genius. I'm just picking the skin of the onion to begin with. Just picking at the skin, okay? Soon we get to the meat of stuff, we'll have a great time with Paco Valcarcel. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his all-stars, of course. I am the man. 7 days a week, you can check me out here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by going to our website and, of course, checking out Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, or
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, of course, an hour of combat sports, meaning boxing and mixed martial arts. And then Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we go an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts, 2 hours in all. Then we come back on Mondays. That's right, SiriusXM Satellite Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So there's all kinds of stuff you can listen to us delayed at iHeartRadio, listen to us live at iHeartRadio, straight up iTunes. We're all kinds of different platforms across the internet. Of course, I was looking at some of these NBA notes. I talked about Walt Frazier a little earlier. Van Gundy, not too happy. Of course, the coach, I'm going to say maybe one of the better coaches in all of basketball. Zach Attack, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Man, are you falling asleep on me there or what? You doing that black tar heroin in between commercial breaks?
Yeah, my bad. You cut under my secret.
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, I mean, you may not have known that the fight tonight, Conor McGregor, he moved up. He only weighed in at 168. He was originally supposed to fight at 155, which is 10 pounds heavier than he had ever fought. So you may not have known that. It was a huge jump in weight.
Okay. Cain Velasquez, of course, out of the picture now. It looks like Stipe Miocic and Fabrício Verdum down in Brazil for the World Heavyweight Championship. Verdum's going to roll over him, isn't he?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. I mean, he won the first fight easily, and I don't really see much that Cain can do. I don't buy into the C-level Cain argument.
Okay, looking at the big picture now, Ronda Rousey's out of the big picture. Holly Holm's out of the big picture. The two top women in the world of mixed martial arts, they're toast. Misha Tate's a new queen on the block. Of course, men's MMA, we've got John Jones coming back, taking on Danny Cormier. Of course, I think he'll defeat Danny Cormier. Fabrício Verdum is the world heavyweight champion. What's going to be the surprise title change? Can you think of a surprise title change that we haven't forecasted yet as far as the UFC is concerned this year, real quick?
The surprise title change.
It'll be Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the surprise for some people. I think Wonderboy Thompson will beat him.
I think you're right. Zach and Tag Young, have a great week.
You too. Thank you, Johnny Taco.
You're tuned to Sports Overnight in America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I thank you for your time tonight, joining us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific. Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Saturday night's live on the West Coast. Live from the West Coast. The only show live in the entire country from the West Coast. This is Sports Overnight in America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Peace and much respect.